preparing. I go to the crosswalk and leave my breadcrumbs on the other side. I am waiting for motivation, for a clarity of purpose that I once owned like a beautiful stone I sunk under the St. Lawrence Rapids. When I was a child, I watched those rapids without fear, stood close to the edge and never wondered about the slippery underfoot. Never worried about the shadflies arriving like a plague of river insects, or about my loneliness that turned into a ghost companion, comforting me in those gray Quebec afternoons. But here, in this riverless realm, I cannot place my hands down. I cannot stretch wide enough to feel whole. I go to the corner store and hear answers that only I and the birds can hear.